ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth livecast. My name is Jim Case. Sorry, I'm a little behind my buttons here. Good morning and welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. Adventures in Truth livecast is a pretty awesome show that we talk about the things that we hold as truths, the ideas or concepts, and also diving into a lot of concepts and ideas about how we can expand energy, how we can better use our energy, and how we can better align our energy. But largely, and as you can see from the backdrop, Adventures in Truth is about how do we manage fear? How do we change from a fear-based experience to an opportunity-based experience? And that's what my book Celebration is about. I'm excited that I think I've been 3 weeks now that I'm a published author, and Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, is doing well. And I'm thrilled by those of you who have purchased it, and I'm excited for those of you that are going to purchase it. I tell you, this book will change your life. And the reason that I say that, quite simply, is because when you change that relationship with fear, it changes everything. And based on the reviews and things that are coming back so far, that's exactly what I was able to accomplish, and that's very exciting and super powerful to take something from an idea or a concept, a download, and then be able to translate it and bring it into the world and have it have the impact that you hope it will have. Because we become attached sometimes to thoughts and ideas or concepts, and so being able to share this and being able to bring it into the world in the way that it's coming and impacting is really, really cool, and what an awesome process to be a part of. So I encourage you, www.adventuresintruth.com. You can go there to order the book. There's sections on ordering the book. There's a section there if you want to work with me. You can learn more about that. And you can also check out the notes in the comments. I'll put the book links to order directly if you're interested to do it that direction. We're on Kindle and Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But we're excited for you to be here. Today's show, Conversation with Moshe. I'm excited to have Moshe back. Moshe's the author of The Amari Wave, good friend. And this is a sort of a full circle program for us, getting to have these conversations. And today our conversation is going to be about... Where is it? There it is. Feeling your way into alignment. But it's going to be much broader in the sense that we're going to talk about how to use feelings to get into alignment. We're also going to do some demo exercises about what energy feels like so that you can begin to understand that all of these things are not ephemeral in the sense that they don't just, they're very practical stuff. They're stuff you can feel. They're stuff you can rely on as you build this sort of foundation for your own transformation and your own growth and evolution. So we thought it would be fun to talk about some of these things because I do that a lot. When he and I are in conversation or when I'm talking to other people, I tend to get into what's the feeling going on in my body about that thing because it informs how I approach that thing. So we're going to have a great conversation about that. One other little piece of business, if you're enjoying the show, if you like the show, please click the little bell and subscribe, or click the little button on Facebook and subscribe to the lives. We're out here twice a week, Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time and Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So we're going to get ready to kick it off here and go ahead in and order my book when you're ready. And we will be back in just a moment. All right, here we are. Good morning, Moshe. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, I should say.
Nice to be here. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm good. Good.
Good.
With you. Yeah.
And it looks like you're in a place that I'm familiar with, actually. Exciting. Love that place. Been there many times. But to the show today, our conversation with Moshe, feeling our way into alignment. So let's talk a little bit about the evolution of what we're going to talk about today. Do you want to kick us off with some the thoughts that you were having about bubbles?
Yeah. That's the one word that listeners might not expect to hear to describe this, but start with bubbles. Let's see, you and I were talking about something the other day, and we were talking about how to know, how to discern if something is in alignment, if it's a yes, if your body is saying yes. And the feeling, the word he used to describe it was bubbles. And I picture champagne as when I hear bubbles. And we talked about let's do the next show on that, because that's a really powerful idea that our bodies tell us when to say yes and when not to.
Yeah, and I actually the conversation we were having is you were sharing with me an insight or it was an aha thing that you had about either your book or your work, but you were kind of working through some pieces and when you asked me my feedback on that, my experience was bubbles. And that the feeling was that the energy was bubbling up and tickling, and it was an uplifting feeling. And so that was sort of where we went, because I went, how cool. That feels really good, because what I'm getting. So it was even cooler that it's not only an indicator of where my energy is, but it also helps me to relate to what other experiences other people are having. And especially if someone is coming to me and saying, hey, I'd like your feedback. It's nice to know that feedback mechanism exists in and out. You know, it's not just to me, but it's about how we interact with others too, that it makes it so powerful. But just the fact that we have this experience, I think, is pretty cool. And being able to draw attention to them and begin to start to pay attention to them, I think, is very powerful.
Yes. It reminds me of, you might have played as a kid with the Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
And you do this thing and it tells you, or it's like a pendulum or other things. That relies on other forces to give us guidance. And the most powerful, I think, comes from within. And that's what you're so able to tap into. Like we talked yesterday about some other stuff, and you just trust that feeling that comes up. Like, is this a yes or not?
Yeah, and it's not always as clear as a, you know, we kind of want these definitive yes and no, you know, bam and bam. And it is that they are, but it's a feeling into, it's more of an experience, as weird as that may sound, as opposed to a linear kind of bam bam thing. It's ooh, yeah, I want more of this. I want to engage more of this, which gives me that, you know, and even as I'm talking, I'm like, woo. Because it that's what it does. It sort of compels engagement in some form, whether it's energetic or, you know, actual words or, you know, but it sort of brings you into the moment, which I find just kind of cool. And kind of cool that you observed it, because it just sort of happens in my life. I don't necessarily think about it outside of myself. Right. So kind of interesting stuff. So we are, how are we doing this today? We're going to go into taking a moment to focus here in a second. And then after we do the meditation and get everything off the ground, we're going to go into talking about how the energy feels and then feeling some stuff together, kind of going into potentially. But again, we're going to see how this evolves. Because as you know, with this conversation, I don't always know where we're going. Right. Which is part of the joy and the fun of it. So anything you want to add before we bring our focus on?
My bubbles are bubbling.
Love it. All right, we are going to dive in now to, I don't know, my clicker today. We're going to take a moment to focus like we do. Moshe will be right back with you. All right, gang, it's that time. What we'd like to do every show is take a few minutes to bring all of our focus together. Alignment to me is a huge, important part of our experience on this planet. And by aligning, I mean, we do that every minute of every day. We align to something. We are aligning to a belief. We're aligning to an idea. We're aligning to what we like or dislike. We're doing it all day long. And what I want to do is continue to support that, but in a conscious way, so that you begin to really grasp the nature of your consciousness that is different than this physical body. And so bringing us in focus together, especially during the show, is the ability to bring us all together in the same field of energy so that we're all focused in the same direction and we're all moving in that direction so that we can talk about and dive into these topics in a very powerful way. So what I'm going to ask you to do now is just get comfortable where you are. If you're sitting or laying down or whatever you're doing, obviously if you're driving, you don't want to close your eyes. But as much as possible, find a place that you can be calm and relaxed and without distraction, and bringing your awareness to yourself. Just focusing as you close your eyes, become aware of your awareness, become aware of what you're attending to. Meaning, what is coming through your awareness right now? Are you hearing dogs barking? Are you hearing music? Are you hearing shuffling in the background? Are you hearing an air conditioning sound? Are you hearing noises or birds? Or what are you attending to right now? And as you become conscious of what you're attending to, that is the beginning of the connection to understanding your consciousness, meaning your awareness being conscious of it. And now what I want you to do is I want you to bring that awareness and I want you to collect it. I want you to bring all of that awareness that you have directed outside of yourself, all of it, every bit of that energy that's moving in all directions around you. I want you to just gently, as you're breathing, bring all of that awareness and focus into your heart space, into your chest, just focusing and bringing that awareness in. With each breath, feeling your awareness moving inside of your body. I want you to become aware of the inside of your body. Maybe you've never experienced that before. Maybe you don't know what that means or feels like. It's okay. Just follow along. The cool thing is that both your mind and your consciousness can be led when you focus. So you are focused now and you are leading your awareness and your consciousness inside your body. And as you feel that consciousness permeating the inside of your body, allow it to move around and travel in your body, connecting to your breath. Let the consciousness move around the inside of your head. Experience the inside of your own head and neck, being inside your skull. Feel it as it's moving down, as that awareness travels into the shoulders and the neck and the arms. Feel it. Feel that awareness like a warmth, like a soothing feeling as it moves inside your body, as you become connected to and aware of all the details on the inside. You don't have to focus on them. You can just feel them. How does it feel so far from the shoulders and the arms and the neck? What are you noticing about your internal experience? Is there tension? Is there relaxation? What do you notice? Is there discomfort? Is there not? Is there flexibility? If you find that there's a place that there's a little discomfort, just simply focus your awareness and breath into that place for just a moment. Just bring awareness there and let the breath expand it and release it, and bring your and let your awareness continue to travel as it continues to move through your body, through your torso. And now become aware of the internal experience of all of the organs in your body. Just feeling them, just experiencing the internal mechanism of the body, and letting that awareness continue to travel through your hips and your legs and your knees and down to your feet. And now your awareness is encompassing within your entire body. Notice how you can experience your entire body in awareness. And now bringing all that awareness to focus into the chest, I want you to bring all of your focus into your breath. The breath is the foundation of everything we do. It's the foundation of our transformation. It's the foundation of our energy. It's the foundation of how we change our energy. So we want to focus all of our awareness into our breath right now. And we're going to do a counted breath process. We're going to inhale through the nose to a count of four. At the top, we're going to rest for a moment, feeling full. And then we're going to release and purge all of that air and energy to a count of six. And we're going to do that through the mouth, purging all that old air and energy, all that staleness, purging it out. And then at the bottom, you're going to rest in the emptiness. And we're going to begin now. We're going to inhale to a count of four, inhaling through the nose, two, three, four. We're full and we're resting at the fullness. And now we're releasing from the mouth, two, three, four, five, six. Good. And resting in the emptiness, in the void, relax. And now engage the lungs and the breath, inhaling, fully taking in all of that air. Three, four, we're full and resting in fullness. And then releasing as we let that air go, as it takes old energy and old air with it. Three, four, five, and we're purging out. Six, resting at the bottom, feeling that emptiness, comfortable in the emptiness as you engage the lungs and inhale. Two, three, four, good, full and resting, full and resting, and purging and releasing. Two, three, four, five, six, and completely relaxing into the void, into the empty. And continue that breathing rhythm on your own as you inhale, filling completely. Three, all the way to the top as you fill completely, fill the air, rest at the top, and then purge it out. Let all that old energy and air go. Feeling the release, feeling the cleanse as you reach the bottom, and then resting in that cleansed and purged place. As you continue the rhythm, continuing to breathe, keeping your conscious awareness within your breath and in your body. Taking it all the way up, feeling the fullness, relaxing in the fullness, and then surrendering whatever is ready to go. Let that air and breath go. Let it energy go. Good. And then after you've released, you relax in the release. And as you continue this cycle, take in these words, let them wash over you. Let them center you. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized. And from that, I create, expand, and engage. I am. Feel that breath fill you as you take that energy in, as you feel that experience in your own energy. And now consciously allow your awareness to begin to expand back out into the world ever so gently. You can continue the breath and just allowing your awareness to expand again, knowing that you help to focus your awareness, help to direct your awareness, and now are releasing your consciousness and awareness in a new way. Bringing that awareness completely into this space. As we get ready to dive in, bring yourself back into the space, open your eyes when you're ready. And let's talk about, how does energy feel? Let's talk about feeling into our alignment. So as I was saying earlier, alignment for me is sort of everything. It's and becoming conscious of it becomes even, it makes it even a greater understanding of the importance of that, because we do it every day. So we want to learn, how do we feel into alignment? What's the easiest way to do that? Because a lot of times we think, well, how do I get there? Do I start thinking like that? Do I start thinking like this? Do I have to start affirming that? And that's a way, but I think it's not the most effective way. I think that when you go to feeling, because the feeling is your sort of guidance system, it's telling you where you are in relation to the greater experience that you seek, that connection that you seek. So feeling into it gives you a direct link to where you are in relation to what you're attempting to align to. And there's all kind of sensation and feeling that goes along with that, which we'll explore throughout the show today. Moshe, what would you like to throw into the mix about that? Or energy or the meditation or any of the above?
Yeah, the meditation felt really good. I like that. Sometimes I just want to stay there.
Mm-hmm. I find that more and more lately is when you get into that, really get into that wonderful space, you just want to kind of hang out there for a long time.
Yeah. And I think that's worth focusing on, that it's being in that space, that being in that space to me feels very in alignment. It's not doing anything really, just being. And that practice makes it easier to feel energy. It makes us more sensitive and tuned into it because we're used to having that experience of quiet.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't practice meditation or some forms of quieting ourselves, I think it makes it much harder in life to discern what our energy is.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. It as you get more comfortable in the quiet, it's extraordinary what you can feel, what you can hear, what you can engage, different, how you engage your life completely differently, because it's much more devoid of knee jerk. It's not a reactive existence. It's a responsive existence, which really changes your stress levels. It changes everything. It changes how you walk through the world. I think.
Yes. It reminds me of, scientists, engineers talk about the signal to noise ratio.
Right?
The less noise there, or the more noise there is, the harder to discern the signal, like in radio frequency and so on. And I think that happens in life where there's a lot of noise. Like you were saying at the beginning of the meditation, what are you noticing? What are you attending to? Is there dogs barking, for example? Is there light coming in, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so when we practice getting still, I think it helps, it amplifies the signal or reduces the noise. I'm not sure which one, but things are really, really good.
Yeah. Either way. Cause I mean, I think to your point, I think that when you quiet I like that, the law of attraction uses the cork analogy, which is a cork floating on water. You know, that you can pull the cork down in the water, but you got to hold it there and you're holding it. And when you let the cork go, its natural experience is buoyancy. So it automatically floats to the top. So the same thing with getting quiet is that the more distraction you eliminate, the more your natural vibration just rises, because that's who you are. We dumb down the vibration by the choices that we make. We dumb down our vibration by the thoughts we think, or by the emotions we allow, or by all of those things. And I call it dumbing down because what it does is it's like a thickening of your energy. It's like a densification. Ooh, there's a word. A densification of the field around you. Because really what's happening is you're taking these external things, or internal if you're using your mind, but you're sort of setting all this debris up in your field that's just weighing down your experience. And you'll find that I use a lot of analogies and talk a lot about how those things feel, because that's what's propelled me to continually look for better places of being. Because if something doesn't feel good, I don't run from it if it doesn't feel good. I feel into it, because feeling into it means I'm going to learn what it is I'm in resistance to that's creating this feeling. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. It does. And I think to answer the question more directly, how does energy feel? I experience it as two layers. One is the energy itself, which is either, as I've learned from you, it's generally either uplifting or it's there's a coming up or going down or it's feeling nothing. It's where it's not giving any information. So I think energy provides information. Like when I get an acupuncture treatment, I get needles at certain points, that's sending information via energy from along certain meridians from here to there. And I think that's how life works, is it tickles us or we get bubbles or whatever it is that gives us information that lets us say yes to something, no to something, ask questions about something and so on. The second layer that gets in the way of that for me is the story built on that feeling that I might then call anxiety or excitement or fear or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
The story is not the energy. It's what I'm making up to kind of give context to that.
Yeah, to give it meaning. That's so beautifully said. The story is all about assigning meaning to the feeling rather than feeling into the experience so that you can be informed by the experience. Now, there may be words about and there may be a clarity about, but it's a very different thing than the story we manufacture, because a lot of times and I would say probably 99.9% of the time, almost always, the story is a fabrication based on the information that the ego went after, the subconscious is bringing forward based on your response or your reaction to whatever you're seeing. So it's doing that soldier gathering experience. It's saying, oh, here's this in history, here's the all of this, so that you can see that what you're experiencing is what is a part of this story. Is here's the story. This happened and this happened, this happened, this happened, and all these things. And it's just literally made up. So the idea of being able to sit with the feeling so that you can be informed by it, rather than you informing it through your storytelling.
Yes. And when there's time, I'd be interested to hear, and I think would be useful to your listeners and viewers to hear, if you think for most people, the stories we fabricate are biased toward fear.
Only always.
Okay.
Or only mostly always. Think about it. It's very rare. And I was thinking about this the other day. It seems like it's very rare that when something good happens, you need to create a story about it. When something good happens, you tell the exact detail of everything that took place about that thing that made it feel good. But when you have a bad feeling, we make up all of this stuff and these convoluted dramas and stories about why I'm feeling this way and where is it coming from and who did this to me and why did they say that and why did they do that? All of these stories that have no relationship. But it's interesting. I'd be curious if even in this immediate reflection, Moshe, if you could see that in your own experience where you have a positive thing and you can talk about the positive thing all day long and it's very clear and it's concise and it's straight to the point. But if it's a negative, it's going to be all over the place. It's going to be a story and a winding yarn of some sort.
Well, yeah, unless I can catch it and
myself
doing it, and then I can step in and shift.
Yeah, and that's fun. I say that frequently. I think even in our conversation yesterday, even at one point I was laughing because I caught myself going down a path. And went, really, Jim, this is where you want to go? You know, this is the poor me story you're going to tell right now? And we got to laugh about it because in the moment you stop and go, oh, so just acknowledging it is what it is. The mind is going to do what it does. I don't have any judgment about it because all that's going to do is create more resistance. So it's fun to laugh over and to kind of go, holy crow, here I am, you know, getting ready to take myself down this wild train ride that, you know, is completely unnecessary.
Yes. And I would add, some people I think do that with good feelings too, good experiences of questioning, am I worthy? Did it really, is it real? Is it going to last? So there's
good issues point.
Where stories come up on that end.
Yes. Very good point. So diving into how does energy feel? How do we want to approach this? I know, you know, maybe in a little bit here, where are we at? Oh, we're at that. So I guess we're going to go there. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and we come back. Moshe's going to hang out with you guys for a minute and tell you about the work that he's doing as another part of a new segment that I'm doing on the show is letting all my guests have a chunk of time to just talk to you guys and share with you what they're doing and what they're bringing into the world, because it's very valuable and things that can really help create change in your own life as well. So we're going to come, we're going to jump out of here for just a second. And then when we come back, Moshe is going to be here to chat with y'all. And you're on.
All right. That was quick. That was a quick moment. Yes. Hi, everybody. I love being on this show with Jim. And I want you to know that Jim was very instrumental in my work in getting to the point of finishing this book, The Amari Wave, Uplifting Business by Putting Love to Work, that came out actually in November, going on a year ago. And one key contribution in the book, which is about the power of love in business, and that love definitely belongs in business, and that businesses that put love to work do better. They have happier employees, they have customers that rave about them and tell others, and generally they make more money, sometimes a lot more money. So there's a lot of data that supports doing this, and we're seeing a culture shift that enables more and more leaders to step into this, take the risk with it, and put love to work. One big contribution Jim made is helping me define love. There's a song that was popular years ago, I remember my parents singing, called Love is a Many Splendored Thing, which means there's a whole lot of definitions, there's a whole lot of meanings to love, and I want to be rigorous and clear about what I meant by love. And I define love simply as energy that uplifts and connects. If you've been listening to this show, that should sound familiar, especially the uplifting part. And that means the vibration is moving and the energy is swirling upward. And from that creates a sense of connection with whatever it is, whether it's the store, the people, the product, and so on. So that was a big contribution, and it's worked well to have that clear definition of love. My work now is to support companies in putting this to work, and it's been going really well, and growing this wave. And I think this wave will naturally take off most among millennials, my kids' generation. I hope it'll work with my generation of boomers and Gen X and all the others. I think there's a particular receptivity among millennials. So if you're one in whatever generation and this interests you, I'm open to conversation. Would love to hear your thoughts about it. We've got to really work together to grow this wave. Shall I keep?
Back. That was a great segment, Moshe. That was really good. You've gotten extremely good at that. Or maybe you've always been good at it. I just never get to see that part. So
thank you. I've had some practice. I want to mention one thing I forgot. which ties very much into Let's Feel Into Stuff Together, which is this segment. A point I make in my book is that feelings are data too. And often underrated. So when we look to data, so to speak, we think of numbers typically. And we ignore, and feelings are simply sensations that we ascribe labels to and call them emotions and or energy. And but those are data points. And if we think of it that way, it's easier to be a little more objective about, I have this data point telling me this feels good, this is positive, I have this data point telling me the opposite, whatever. And sometimes it's helpful for people to move into this space of energy and love and alignment and all the stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, I love that. That idea of becoming more the observer, learning the space of the observer. And I think that there may be confusion for people in that concept of when you shift state, when you bring your energy level to higher and higher vibrations, what happens is that you become more the observer of the experience rather than at the effect of the experience. So it isn't that you aren't engaged, and it isn't that you aren't fully engaged. It's that you can see everything as things that show up in the field of your awareness, and you can choose how you interact with those things. And I think, to your point, that the data points give you the ability, because we're human beings. We're here to be on the planet to engage this experience. So those data points are fabulous because they give us the chance to go, oh, there's a blinking thing over here. Let's attend to that, as opposed to, oh, there's a blinking thing. What the hell's going on? You know, two very different experiences. So, that's a really key point. And I wanted to drive that home too, is that you will find, as you become more and more conscious, that you become more and more objective in your look at the, is that the word that I wanted? Yeah, I guess so. Observant of the experience. So I was having ideas about feeling into stuff together. And I'm curious if you had any ideas, because I thought we might start with, for instance, just kind of feeling in generally. So I don't want to pull a specific thing, because I don't want to get people in a triggered place. but I do want them. I want y'all out there to have an experience. So, do you have any thoughts about that to start off with, or shall I continue with my original with this thought and see where it goes?
Yeah, let's keep going.
Okay. So, since you know so much of what we talk about revolves around the idea of shifting the fear consciousness, I want to take a moment, and I just want to bring up the energy of fear. I'm just going to talk about fear. I want to talk about how fear impacts you. Think about your experience with fear. What does fear in your experience feel like? Let yourself not associate to a story specifically. Feel into what your feeling of fear is like. So just focusing on the energy of fear. If you need to have something simple, maybe you have a fear of dogs, or you have a fear of spiders or something. I don't want to associate it too much, but I want you to just give yourself permission to induce fear right now. Feel it. Experience what's happening in your body as I tell you, as I say to you, feel fear. Induce fear. Just even if you say fear, 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 just do that for a minute. Let yourself feel the feelings. Notice as you continue to bring that energy into your space, notice what's happening across the chest. Notice what I'm noticing as I'm talking, as I'm intending fear into this space. I'm feeling like a on my chest, kind of a syrupy, icky, kind of oozy feeling, like kind of melting down my chest. Now that's significant to me, because that's where I emanate love. So why am I feeling this sticky feeling? Well, I'm going to feel into that. Now, maybe your feeling is a little different. What's your feeling? Moshe, I'd love if you could share what your feeling is. If it's any different than what I'm feeling, how does it feel when you induce fear? What does that feel like?
The first place I feel it is in my gut.
Okay.
So I'm putting my hands below my ribs, above my belly button. That's where I feel it. And it feels like a tightening, like both sides moving into the middle. And it's not a good feeling. It doesn't feel good. It draws my attention strongly. It's kind of a more subtle version if there was an emergency, like if I was crossing a street and a car came down toward me, and it's that kind of like that fight or flight type tightening. That's the first thing I notice. And it's a similar feeling to if I feel excited about something in some way, in a bizarre way, which we talk about later. So I first feel it in my gut, that tightening. And then I notice my breathing in my chest. I notice my breathing being much shallower.
Good.
So now my whole abdomen is engaged up to
good. My throat.
And then I feel like armor over my, not like a melty feeling like you described, but more armor. Like over my heart, over my chest, which you're right, that's where love comes from. So how can that emanate if it's all restricted and covered up?
Yeah.
So that's a part of my body I feel it in. And that's how I experience it.
That's brilliant. And so for those of you energetically to want to understand this a little bit more, so Moshe is speaking from the solar plexus to the throat chakra. So the solar plexus, the heart, and the throat chakra, all compacted, impressed, protected, so power source, communication, love, all of which is getting restricted because of just by inducing the idea of fear. For me, I was feeling into as you were talking, I'm like, what is that oozy thing? And to me, that feeling is sort of in this case, because we've been so centered, it's like the fear hits the heart and it melts because it doesn't belong. It's sort of this melted, but it melts in a messy, oozy kind of whoa. And I didn't bring it down into a power struggle. I didn't feel that in this particular circumstance. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't, but I love that you brought that into the equation because it's true. You can feel it in your gut. If you go further, if your fear is all tied to all kinds of wild belief systems, you might feel it in your belly. You might feel a sickness in your stomach, like, blech, like, what is that? So, okay, now let's disengage that. I'm gonna let that energy go. Take a couple deep breaths of what we do in the breathing, but do it quickly, in through the nose, now through the mouth, three times. And just let that energy dissipate. You've chosen that. And now we're gonna shift. We're gonna pick something, let's call it joy. And we're just going to fixate on joy for a second, for a minute, more than a minute. Let's focus on joy. So feeling joy, what does joy feel like to you? Where does joy land in your body? Notice as you invoke joy, invoke it right now. Just feel the sensations as they move over your body. For me, as I invoke joy, it immediately creates a kind of a light tingling sensation. And I feel myself lifting just doing it. I just want to like, right? It's just this sense of bubbles. And as Moshe and I were talking about earlier, it lifts it, even physically, as you're watching me, I can kind of see myself. I'm not looking at me, but I can see I'm doing a lot of anticipating. I'm anticipating this. Oh, wow. Cool. What a great feeling. Moshe, what's it happening for you in this invocation of joy?
Well, I immediately smile, and then I feel it in my chest, and I feel I'm doing what you did. My chest expands. So this expand, I get bigger, and there's more space in my heart and in this area. Mm. I feel a little bit in my gut, but more of a, not a tightness, but more of a tingling. It's a subtle difference from the, well, it's not that subtle. It's a difference from the fear feeling in my gut. And it would be easy to confuse the two if I hadn't practiced. But it is different. It's a tingling, and it goes along with its expansiveness in my chest and a smile and that uplifting.
Good. So notice the differences in our ways of description, but the sort of end result is very similar. But we're feeling it differently because we're different energetically. We're different physically. We've had different experiences, and we've encountered different experiences in our lives. So the way that energy moves through us individually is unique, but the end result is sort of the same in that when we invoke one side or we invoke fear, we feel this sort of diminishment of who we are. But when we invoke joy, there's this anticipation, this lifting of who we are. And the thing I want you to observe about this, guys, is you simply did that by me asking you to focus on a specific energy. Do you understand that? We didn't invoke any particular thought. We simply invoked the consciousness of, the energy of, and it impacted you. You felt it. You could describe it. And then you could disengage from it, all in the cycle of less than 5 minutes. How incredible are you? Seriously, that you can do that. You went from fear to joy in less than 5 minutes and got to experience the feelings of it. And so I want to do maybe one, maybe two more. The next one I want to do, because it's such a profound experience and I think it confuses people a lot. And that is, I want you to invoke resistance. Invoke resistance. Notice what just happened to me when I said that. Notice what happened. My body went, brace for. I took a huge breath and my body went into lockdown. That instant about resistance. Invoke resistance. Feel what resistance feels like. And I'm going to talk about it as mine's going, because I feel the resistance out here. I don't feel it in here. I feel it here pushing on my body. And I feel myself getting irritated. I feel myself getting angry at this resistance. I'm like, I can feel it through my whole being. I don't know if you can see it on me, but I can feel it and I don't like it. but so Moshe, were you able to engage resistance, and can you share a little of what your experience was?
Yeah, unfortunately, way too quickly. Yeah, I felt it right away, and my body went back into my chair. Mm-hmm. So instead of moving in, I moved out, and my whole body tightened up, not just my chest, but everything tightened. I felt my mouth, my jaw clench, like, and then holding my breath.
And holding my breath. That's a yes. I took that breath and then everything went. So clearing that, three quick breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. And different from the last time, let's invoke a different energy this time. We're going to invoke the energy of love. And now I want you to feel. Invoke that energy of love. What does that feel like? As you pull, and not even pull, just invoking is just calling forth the love. Feel just a profound sense of warmth. I literally want to tear up right now. I can't find the words. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's what love does. Feel that. Yeah, just it's everything. I don't even know. I it's hard to put words to it. Do you have any words that might help me here? Because
yeah, I felt an immediate softness.
Yes,
kind of a gentleness. It was different than joy, and a warmth. Like, I want to reach out to you, give you a big hug, feel yes. Connected with whoever's listening or viewing this. We're all in this together. Those are the words that come, and the feeling in my body was kind of a softness and ease, a receptivity. A gentle smile.
And it was that fast.
Yeah.
It was that fast. Again, y'all are amazing. You got to acknowledge what you just did in the course of this show. You went from fear to joy to resistance to love. And you did it consciously. You did it by choice. And you were able to navigate between them. And then if you want to shake that experience off, again, use the breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth, just clear, bring in new energy and let that old energy dissipate and go, just like we do at the beginning of the show. And bring yourself wherever this love feeling. I like this. I kind of want to, like, you know, it's like good lotion. I don't even know what, you know, it's.
Yeah.
So that's what feeling into stuff is. Is there anything on your mind, Moshe, that you think we should focus in a little more as well? Stuff we should feel into that you think would be beneficial at this point?
Well, there's something I think would be beneficial to people listening and watching, and that is about you and how you help people with this. In my experience working with you early on, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago, whatever it was. And so I'll talk to people listening right now that Jim does this thing. It's kind of what we just did on steroids. And it involves certain trigger points on the body, behind the neck, at the base of the spine, in the middle of the chest, and so on, that helps amplify all this and really connect those feelings with turning on and off different areas of our brain, the fight or flight part of our brain down lower, the more primitive stuff, the prefrontal cortex up in front, on top. So if you like this, or even if you don't like it, but it serves you, I strongly encourage you to contact Jim and try out a session where this is facilitated. It's amazing. When I did this, I'd be lying on a massage table and my whole body would undulate. Like these waves would rush through involuntarily. I couldn't make them happen. They just came through and my body would undulate. It's incredible what Jim calls in and how that affects people and what our bodies are capable of doing.
Well, I think to your point, and thank you for that, the work is all about bringing your energy to bear in your experience. And I think that's what makes the work so impactful, is it's your energy. I'm simply creating a space for your energy to be and grow as powerfully as it can. And the cool thing is that work can be done remotely and it can be done in person. So I'm actually working with a client now remotely that's going fantastic. And I've worked with clients all over the world in that fashion. So thank you for that, Moshe. I appreciate it. I was thinking about, I created that little thing a couple weeks ago so I could put a segment at the end of each show so I could talk about it. Yes. So thanks for that.
You're welcome.
I didn't have to talk about myself. All right. So we still have about 5 minutes, and I would love to continue this process of looking at feeling into stuff. If there's something that any of you guys out there, let me check the comments here. If there's any comment that I have to get a new. What happened there? Nope. Okay. So we'll come back to that. But anyway, so feeling into stuff together. As we bring this around, the whole idea today was to bring everybody an opportunity to come to awareness of how flexible you are, but more than anything, how feeling into alignment is really the core of everything for what you can do for yourself. Because as you experience through the show, you can call on any experience and feel it in the moment. So what that tells me, and I hope what it tells you, is the immense power that you have. But not only that, understanding that you're not the emotion, you're not the feeling, you invoked it, you brought it into being just simply by saying a word. So think about that as you go through your world, as you go through your life, everything you do invokes and aligns you in some form or fashion. So choose what you invoke, choose what you align to by feeling your way into it. Letting those sensations that occur in your body inform you about how you move forward.
Well, and the opportunity there, Jim, is for people to go through their day, go through their lives and say, and just call on the word, just say joy, say love, and bring those feelings. It's an amazing way to do a shift of state, to go from one feeling state to another. Very quickly, and to call it in, We have the power to do that.
Every time, every day, every situation. Imagine if you're, you know, being in a situation. And you know, it's interesting to me the way we did this today, because I hadn't thought of it in this context, and I hadn't thought of it specifically in the idea of calling forth something. And what that opened up even in my own experience was this whole idea of, wow, I can be in a state of or a feeling about something, and I can consciously choose to call on a different energy to assist me in transforming that space. I can simply call on love, if I want to infuse this new this energy that I'm experiencing, because love will clarify. And in that space of love, I can gain clarity about that is not attached or resistant or in any way causing that spiral down feeling. As soon as I bring love into that equation, it's starting to move the momentum in a different direction. And if I stay with that invocation and I continue to work with those energies together, the love will illuminate and clarify. And that's pretty powerful, I think. And pretty extraordinary that you don't have to have a special training. You don't have to have, you know, a special tool. You can simply get quiet. And that's the trick, is even if you're in the throes of having a reaction, you can become the observer of that reaction simply by focusing in the breath. And then while you're in the breath, invoking the energy you want to help you clarify and understand where you are. And in this case, and in most cases, that love energy is what you could invoke. And the more you invoke it, the more it shows up, the more it is a part of your, not a part of, it is a, it's a muscle. It's like a muscle you're invoking. So you're allowing both internally and externally yourself to be infused with love. How does it get better than that? Moshe, anything you'd like to say in closing on this amazing topic today that you have brought us to?
Yeah, the bubbles. Whole idea of if we're getting wrapped up in something, like this happens a lot right now with the election, regardless of what side people are on, it can really juice people up and create a lot of anxiety and anger and all kinds of feelings. So I'm hearing you say we can step back and observe it and substitute that feeling with something else. I wonder if there's an in-between step of loving ourselves, even while having feelings we don't like, in order to build a bridge towards joy or love.
And yeah, and if you are in judgment, yeah, if you are finding you can't release judgment, that's very powerful. But just invoking love, the energy of love, without any condition, will clarify and bring clarity to what you are experiencing within. So if you're having an anger reaction and you're really amped into that reaction and it's stimulating all kinds of judgment and all of that, you can still use the breath to disengage from the reaction. The feeling is going to still be there. The feeling is still going to be active. You've already generated momentum in that. But what you're doing now is you're saying, okay, I need just a little bit of distance. I need just a little bit of distance from the reaction so that I can invoke an energy that will help me transform this. And that energy would be love. I'm invoking love into my experience right now, and I'm going to allow it to inform this experience. You're not eradicating the anger. You're not fighting the anger. You're not resisting the anger. You're allowing the anger, and you're bringing a new energy, love, into the equation so that it can bring clarity and understanding.
And I would make sense? No matter what circumstance someone is in, they have the capacity to do that.
Everybody, every time. Yeah. What an awesome show. Thank you, guys. Moshe, you can reach him at www.theamariwave.com or at his business if you want to work with him. He is actively helping businesses transform through love, and that's at researchworks.com. www.researchworks.com. So please check him out. Amazing man, amazing talent, and a great book. So make sure you avail yourself of him. thank you all for being here for this conversation about feeling into things, and I hope it was good for you. I ask again at the tail end here if y'all would, if you like the show, if you're enjoying the show, please subscribe. If you're on YouTube, if you're on Facebook, subscribe to the live shows. We're here Wednesday mornings and Friday afternoons. www.adventuresintruth.com. You can find out about my book. You can find out about working with me and learn more about the show. So thank you all for being here. Have an amazing day, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.